This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue to study the book of Malachi, let's review what we found using the 4S study approach: spread, sort, structure, and summarize. I suggested a title, How to Experience God's Love, Blessing, and Freedom. Under this title, I developed 4 main points: things to appreciate, things to avoid, things to appropriate, and things to anticipate. There could be 2 ways to use this outline. You could place information from the whole book under each main point, or you could develop the main points for each chapter. I've chosen to use the latter approach. Let's start with chapter 1. The most important thing to appreciate in the whole book is introduced in verse 2. I have loved you, declared God. Since the Israelites were living compromised lives, they likely were not sensing God's love for them. Malachi anticipates their question by saying, "How has God loved us?" Then he gives God's answer. Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. Esau foolishly sold his birthright to Jacob, and his offspring followed his rebellious example. Later, they opposed the Israelites and occupied their land when Israel was decimated by the Babylonians and taken into exile. They were always a thorn in Israel's side. Jacob's history is also sadly colored. God sovereignly chose Jacob as the object of his love over his brother before his many failures. Israel should have appreciated that. God loves us. We too should appreciate this and entrust our lives to Him. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.